You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
So a couple of things are trending this morning. Some of it political, most of it not. Like Taylor Swift is going to be on Good Morning America every day. Well, parts of her new Eras tour are going to be on Good Morning America every day.
Part of the Disney deal because it debuts this week, right?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah. The Eras tour film is coming to Disney Plus, and she said it's like Taylor's version. It's longer than the theatrical release. And I think it's running close to 4 hours. So
Taylor's version.
What does it include? Four. It includes four songs and some other behind the scenes stuff. I guess that wasn't a part of the movie. Like it's like a director's cut of the movie. Essentially,
they're never good. Director's cuts are never good.
That's not a joke. Yeah. That's the truth. I believe. TJ's 100% right.
When the Snyder cut of Justice League was incredible.
Yeah. Right.
No, it wasn't, Rob.
Yes, it was. It was way better.
I've never seen it. I guarantee you, if you watch the regular movie and the director's cut, 95% of Americans watch that and go, no, the regular movie was better. Yeah.
There's a reason they cut it out. Because it sucked.
Yeah, because of people above them.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to argue about a superhero movie that I didn't see one way or the other, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Today is Good Samaritan Day, and it isn't trending, but I thought it was important enough to, mention. So help an old lady across the street. Help an old man across the street, for that matter.
I don't ever see any old ladies crossing the street.
No?
No. And I'd be looking for them.
You want to help them?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're a Good Samaritan.
Right.
For sure.
But I want to give them a ride to wherever they're walking, not just help them across the street.
Yeah.
I want to say, hey, get in the truck.
Let's go.
You know?
And pick up.
Get in the truck.
The way Rob said that, it leads me to believe you are not a Good Samaritan.
No. I really think he is. He's the one who, he's saved people's lives before.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
No, but the question where I was, are you a Good Samaritan?
Me? No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, there's no.
I feel like there are two Good Samaritans in this building right now.
If you.
So who's the person you don't think is a Good Samaritan?
Maybe Riggins.
Really? You don't think I would do that?
He complained about your being a Good Samaritan, taking up his time, Ace, remember? Helping people who broken down on the side of this.
My time?
No, Rob's time.
Yeah. Rob, yeah. But I said, Rob, we got to help this guy on the side of the road. Rob was like, we don't.
I feel like Riggins would do the same thing.
Don't try to drag me into your non-helping attitude. So National Good Samaritan Day. And Robert Hur is also trending. He's the former special counsel who was on the, testifying in front of Congress yesterday about Joe Biden keeping classified documents in his house and stuff. And it was a wild scene all afternoon. I mean, it went on and on. Mm-hmm. Democrats very upset. Republicans seem to enjoy the show of it all. But it was a wild scene. So he is one of the top trending topics. And those are a few things that are now trending.
And then there was one. We are one day closer to giving away $10,000. We're giving away that money tomorrow morning on the Ace and TJ Show through our charity, Peyton's Promise. It's a contest called The First Quarter of the Rest of Your Life. We have one person left for you to meet to hear her story and why she thinks she deserves the $10,000. Or I shouldn't say she deserves. She would like to have the $10,000. That is coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications.
Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ show. Watch it. Now available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
The first quarter of the rest of your life. We started back in January. We're down to one finalist. Now, we have three people. You met one person Monday at this time, one person yesterday at this time, and today you're about to meet Stephanie. One of these three people is going to win $10,000 tomorrow morning on the A's and TJ show. But Stephanie originally told us her story when we started the first quarter of the rest of your life. And she writes, I'm a 30-year-old single mother of three. My youngest is 5 years old and autistic. He goes to ABA therapy 5 hours a day. Now, Stephanie works her job, drops him off every morning, and gave us a little idea of what her day is like.
Every morning we leave at 7:30 and I take him to applied behavioral analysis therapy. So he goes there 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. And every day is a little different. You know, there's not like a how is your day type thing. You know, some days are good and some days are bad, but this therapy has changed our lives. You know, this is something that's beneficial for his life. It gave him a quality of life that he never had before.
She also points out that once she drops him off, she goes to work and everything, and she doesn't get home until about 7 o'clock at night, between 6 and 7 every single night. There's also another factor in her life is that her grandparents are dealing with dementia. She and her brothers, she has two brothers, they rotate every day taking care of the grandparents. So 3 nights a week, she cooks and takes food to her grandparents. And they also rotate paying for a nurse. They all chip in every month to pay for a nurse to come in and out of the house to help bathe them during the day and that kind of stuff. So essentially, in addition to her job, she kind of has a part-time job taking care of her grandparents, who are in a pretty bad way. She points out, I don't qualify for any state assistance. So what would she do with the $10,000? Well, one of the things she would do is use it to go back to school to further her education so she could get a better job that would free her up a little bit more. And there's also a really touching story that didn't come out until the end of our interview with her about her situation and how she would use part of the money to help other people.
At the end of 2022, our relationship ended and me and my kids found ourselves in a women and children's shelter. Where we stayed for 3 months. Up until that point, I was a stay-at-home mom. So when the relationship ended, we had nowhere to go and no money to go there. So we stayed in this shelter. And the first thing that I would like to do with that money is, you know, give back a little to them. Those places are, you know, seriously underfunded. And just some small things that they needed that I would like to provide for them, like a new microwave, a nice set of pots and pans.
Really simple stuff. She didn't really want to get into details because we're going to be on the radio of how they ended up in the shelter with nothing. But like she said, up until 3 years ago, she was a stay-at-home mom, raising her kids, raising her autistic son, working with him. And next thing you know, life changes, the world changes, and she ends up in a women's shelter. And now they're living the life that they're living now. So that's Stephanie. By the way, happy birthday, Stephanie. Today's her 31st birthday.
Happy birthday.
So tomorrow morning at this time, you will find out, as will the three finalists out of whatever, almost 1,000 entries, who wins the $10,000 in the first quarter of the rest of your life.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
We've got a bunch of new projects going. Every day at 10 now, you can hear TJ's podcast live on our app. Then you can download it as a podcast afterwards. And every day on our app at 3, the Ace and Friends show occurs. Today, one of my friends joining us is going to be my sister, Piper. And we're going into the paranormal in Central Louisiana, baby. It is going to be wild. She is pumped to talk about the paranormal in Central Louisiana.
Well, she probably already knows what y'all are going to talk about. She can look into the future and stuff, right?
No, yeah. She's more into ghost hunting and everything.
Oh, well, I don't know. The tarot card readings and all that?
Yeah. That's right. I don't know how that works. I'll have to ask her.
She got a crystal ball?
I really try to avoid it.
She said her third eye's open.
And I told Riggins the other day, I said, you know, we're going to have my sister on, so we could talk to her about stuff. Like they just had a big fire in her neighborhood. She just went to the WWE the night. Riggins goes, I want to hear about the paranormal. He's like, paranormal today.
I'm sure her experience at the WWE was riveting.
Yeah.
But I'd rather hear about the ghosts.
Yeah. So let me tell you what happened in my house yesterday. And for a moment I thought, there are sometimes that I think there are similarities between my wife, Amanda, who is, you know, 24 years younger than me, and TJ's wife, Jody. Now tell me if this would be something that would happen in your house, TJ, because the other day at the grocery store, I bought 2 boxes of Girl Scout cookies. Mm-hmm. Just picked the 2 at random. The peanut butter ones and some kind of new one that they have. And I tried the new one. I don't even know what it's called or anything. I'm sorry. But they're delicious. They're very good. They're kind of frosted on one side. So yesterday, I went to the pantry, opened the pantry door, looking for a little snack. And I thought maybe one of those peanut butter cookies would be good. And I opened it and I noticed, as I open the door, I'm 6'4". Eye level for me on the 3rd or 4th shelf, whatever it is a bag like you would take one of those reusable bags. Mm-hmm. I don't know how we ended up with it, but we got one. And it's on the top shelf, and it's got a hump in it, and it's right in my line of sight. I realize, well, there's those cookies. Well, who would put them there? That's a weird place. Oh. She's trying to hide them. So I got what I went for. Come around the corner. She's sitting on the couch. And I said, why are you trying to hide those cookies in there? What? I said, that's the worst hiding spot ever, because you didn't completely cover the cookies up. But B, why are you hiding them? I really like them. I said, so you really like them and you're hiding them so I don't see them and eat any of them. She said, well, you have a tendency to eat all of stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly what my wife
said. I was like, well,
goodness gracious.
Just tell me you'd like to have them all.
Yeah.
They were $5. I'll run over there now. I'll drive across the street where I know where they are and buy you another box.
Yeah, all Jody would have to do is say, hey, don't eat my Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
Like, I'd go, okay.
Okay.
Fine.
I'd eat them now.
Yeah. And I was like, first off, you're terrible at hiding them because they're eye level with me. Mm-hmm. And she just took the bag. She set them on the shelf and took the bag and laid them over. So the bag is laying on the shelf like with a hump. And when you look at it closely, you're like, well, I can clearly see the cookies underneath there.
Well, she's used to baby proofing things. So she figured the higher she puts it, safer it'll be.
We'll be able to see it. I was like, I couldn't decide if should I be upset? Should my feelings be hurt? Should I be upset? What does that mean?
Definitely. They all got squirrels in their heads. It's normal.
Okay. by the way, be careful if you're a perv. You could be getting scammed. This is apparently big enough they had to make a big statement about it, how pervs are getting scammed right now. Next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
If you're a perv and you're stupid, be careful. You're about to be scammed. Possibly. So Sydney Sweeney has been trending on Twitter lately because users are promising to send leaked photos of her through a DM. So I'm saying, you've got to be a perv and stupid. Basically, there's a tweet that says, quote, I will send the Sydney Sweeney leaks to anyone who likes this post. Follow me so I can DM you the video. And those who respond are sent links to websites that hijack your computer. Some people think Elon Musk is to blame for not moderating Twitter better. One site says, quote, with a monetization incentive system that pays users for popular but low-quality content, more bots than ever, especially porn bots, and advertisers in the absolute gutter, it's not surprising that this is what the site is reduced to.
End of quote. Course.
Oh, the porn bots.
Yeah, so if, just a note, they had to, you know, put out a statement that you're going to, if you think you're getting leaks of Sydney Sweeney, you're just getting malware. So how would this work? You go follow that particular Twitter profile,
and then you automatically get the
malware.
Yeah, I don't understand how this could possibly work unless you're like clicking links and
that's what it said. You click links, right? And then they start.
Okay. Yeah, you're sent links. That's what it is. When you follow them, it automatically DMs you a message that has a link in it to see the Sydney Sweeney stuff. And when you click it, it takes you to a site that infects your computer.
Yeah, I'm sure that link is sending you to a download, and it downloads something to your computer then.
So, you know.
Don't be stupid.
Ladies, if suddenly today, in the past couple of days, your boyfriend is like, what is wrong? My computer's messed up. Could be. That's a possibility.
Man, wouldn't that be something as you go into the Geek Squad and you have to tell them, here's what happened. I was trying to find those leaked pictures and videos of Sydney Sweeney, and I downloaded some malware. I bet they would go right there and just say it because people don't have any shame anymore. They just stand right there and tell them, I was trying to get Sydney Sweeney videos. You
know, one of the Geek Squad guys told me one time years ago, he's like, we absolutely know when people are lying. He said they'll say that what they're doing, and when you go into it, you know, you can see everything in there. So once we go in to try to clean the thing up and fix it, it's like, no, sir, that's not how this happened.
I still prefer the lying.
We play this little game where I pretend like I think you're telling the truth, and you pretend like you are telling the truth, but we both know the truth.
But that's why I'm glad that they're trying to lie, because at least that means they have some shame about what they've been doing, and shame can be a really, really good thing.
Yeah, prefer that they make the effort to lie.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
A new name has entered the political arena, coming up in Now Trending.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
So there are some people in Hollywood that are very upset. Not actors and actresses, but people that actually live next to the Hollywood sign, which I didn't even know was a thing. Yeah. They're filming something for Taylor Swift at the Hollywood sign this week, and they've been bringing in cranes and production crews, which you think would be a pretty standard, typical thing at the Hollywood sign.
That's what I thought. If you live by the Hollywood sign, that's just a part of life, right?
You would imagine, but they are very upset. They've filed a complaint with the company that's handling the permits. I don't know. They said there's not going to be an audience or anything like that. They're just filming something special. And it doesn't look like they're going to change the sign to anything. But, I mean, it is a big production. If it's got Taylor Swift involved, you know it's going to be, you know, a 12-crane shoot. But you got to figure that probably happens pretty regularly.
But I thought that the rumor was that she was doing something out there this morning, and then it turned out that she wasn't. That was just a rumor that she wasn't.
I haven't seen that.
Now, she may be doing something later.
Yeah.
You know, but I got to be honest, I was tired yesterday, and I could barely keep up, you know, in the Swifty chats that I join every day.
They were moving fast.
Right, and I was just
dragging a little bit.
Yeah. A bunch of artists have pulled out of South by Southwest, which is the annual music festival, film festival that happens out in Texas, because the U.S. Army is one of their quote-unquote super sponsors. And they pulled out in solidarity with the people of Gaza. So I know you're going to miss a performance by Squirrel Flower, which I don't know that I could bounce back from so easily. But they said it's in protest of South by Southwest ties to the defense industry and in support of the Palestinian people. So six artists so far have pulled out.
Let me give them a little bit of credit on that, because I believe when it started, I could be wrong, but I believe when it started, you know, South by Southwest was this super alt, you know, thing. And they would have originally never would have considered accepting anything from the U.S. Army or major corporations. And now somebody was like, there's a lot of money to be made here.
Yeah, sure.
And they've changed now. They're taking all comers. So come on.
Keep Austin weird.
Keep Austin weird, man.
I thought it was that they pulled out because October 7th, when Hamas raided Israel and raped and killed all those people, that it was at a music festival.
I believe that was at a music festival.
Yeah, it was at a music festival. Yeah. That's what I thought. That's why they were pulling out. When you said for the Gaza situation and all.
No, I don't think so.
No, it was for the other side.
That I don't know.
Yeah, that's what that means.
And then Aaron Rodgers, maybe the vice presidential pick of Robert Kennedy Jr., RFK Jr., which. I mean,
it was Aaron Rodgers and then somebody else.
Who's the other person?
I can't remember. Minnesota governor.
Jesse Ventura.
There you go. Okay.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it. Robert Kennedy's not going to win the presidency, but this is fun. Yeah. I like this kind of stuff. Good. Throw it out there. Mm-hmm. That gave me a laugh this morning. So I was like, that's awesome.
Yeah, who cares?
Who cares? He's not going to win. What do we care?
That might be fun to watch. So there's a guy that's trending this morning because of some comments he made about aging and how you deal with retirement. And I'm curious what everybody else thinks. We'll do it coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
So I pulled up into work this morning. I saw Ace getting flying through the parking lot and then run into the building. I thought, something's going on over there. What was happening this morning?
No, I just had to run to the store, and I ran back, and I needed to get back and make sure I was here when everybody was ready to go.
Okay. What were you doing? What were you doing at the store?
I ran to get energy drink.
Oh, okay.
And prophylactics.
Yeah. You always want to be prepared.
I was just in a rush trying to get back. I was running late this morning, getting running behind, and then when I finished up in here, I just ran to the store real fast and wanted to be back so when everybody got here, we'd be ready to go. I don't want to make everybody wait on me.
No, I hear you. Please.
It takes me longer to get to work now.
Does it?
Yeah, because of the way Rob has started parking next to me. It takes me longer because I have to do two tries to get into the parking spot.
You mentioned that the other day. He was like, I'm going to have to find a new parking spot. And he was totally, see, he wasn't joking at all.
I can move. I don't mind.
No, that's okay. I know you get that battery situation.
It's all right, Rob. I'll move. No. I can park where I used to. I can park. I can back into that spot over there. It's easy.
I really don't
pull
mind.
Straight out.
It's just like 10 seconds longer, but it still did add to my commute.
Yeah. When TJ says don't worry about it, you should 100% worry about it. Yeah.
He brought it up for a reason.
Well, yeah. So what is the update, Rob? We talked about your battery. You haven't replaced the battery yet?
I went to AutoZone to get it tested, and it needed to be charged first. So I bought a charger thing on Amazon, and this morning when I woke up, it was fully charged. So I'm going to go back there today to see if they can tell me if it's good or not.
Let me ask you a question. You were at the store. Mm-hmm. And they said, it's about half charge. You need to charge it.
Yeah.
And you said, okay. And then rather than go back in the store and buy a charger right there, you went to Amazon?
Well, I don't know that. I found one on Amazon for like $20.
Yeah, it's probably not cheaper.
Yeah, but I don't know.
They said they would charge it for me if I could wait an hour and a half. And I said, no, I don't think so.
Okay. But I mean, yeah. I don't know. It seems like.
So go home and wait at least a day for the charger.
No, the charger came 2 hours after I ordered it.
Oh.
Well. All right. Yeah, I didn't know you had to charge a battery now to see if it was good or not. It used to not be the case.
They said it was at 50%, and they needed to.
Just feels like if they did, they looked at your battery and said, "Hey, man, you're on half charge." I would have thought, "Well, I'm gonna show my appreciation for their efforts by buying a charger from them."
I'm gonna go back to them today, and if I need a battery, I'll buy the battery.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Yeah, you ain't gonna get me.
But if that battery's good, sorry, deuces.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where it works.
Did they make any comments about the state of your vehicle?
They only looked under the hood, so thankfully.
How many Taco Bell bags were in there?
Zero. I was getting my oil changed one time, and they called somebody out, and they went to the other guy. They went, dirty, just like that. And I looked through the window, and it was a dirty car, so I'm assuming they were just like, I don't know if they were calling the customer or to another person to say, like, the dirty car's done. Yeah. But I heard him loudly go, dirty! Like, oh, God, imagine being that person. That is embarrassing. There's a story out in the news today about the end of your life. We'll get to it next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it now, available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
When's the last time y'all been in a melting pot?
Not long enough.
You mean like the restaurant?
Yeah.
That's really funny. That just came up over the weekend. And Amanda said, how long has it been since you've been to a melting pot?
Really?
I said, I don't know. I couldn't tell you the last time I went to a melting pot. I don't like having to work that hard.
Right. I don't like eating with just one stick.
Yeah, right. It's kind of like going to the Rainforest Cafe to me. Mm. I mean, there's like a theme, and it's like a whole thing. You're dipping in. Yeah. It's fondue if you've never had it. Last time I was there was at prom, my senior prom. I think we went to the Melting Pot. And apparently no one's going to the Melting Pot anymore because they are trying to stage a big comeback in 2024, making it more attractive for people to go during their lunch hour. Do you want to go do fondue at lunch?
Sit around and dip. I mean, it make me a light lunch, though. I mean, you just eat little pieces.
Dipping meat and cheese at lunch?
I would not be very productive at work, I don't think, afterwards. Bunch of steak and queso.
Right. I'm always more of a fondant person.
Yeah. Well, good news, if you're like a huge, it's more of like a woman thing. I think women like fondue more than guys do.
Because, they naturally want to cook.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Of course.
I love that. Ace talks about his retirement all the time and how it's running out, or his retirement fund.
No, my friend. Gone.
Oh, it's gone.
Gone.
It's officially gone.
Officially gone.
Well, stop complaining, because Ben Shapiro, who everybody knows, says you should be working until you can't work anymore. He is trending this morning because of his comments about Social Security.
Yeah, I heard him say that.
He says, if you are mentally and physically healthy, taxpayers should not pay for you to retire at 65. When Social Security was created, life expectancy was 64. Today, it's 78. But he says, most people I know that retire are dead in 5 years. So keep work. If you're able to work, you need to keep working.
I know several people whose friends of mine, whose parents have retired, and then after a little while were like, I'm going back to work. Yeah. Now, the exception to that is my mom is a school teacher for 35, 40 years, whatever it was. When she retired, she was like, done. And never one day did she regret it. Yeah, I think she was a teacher 40, 42 years or something like that. And she was like, mm-mm. And when she retired, she was done.
Yeah. So people started sharing videos of like elderly people working at Walmart. And it's like, why is this old person having to work and stuff like that?
But maybe they don't have to. Maybe it gives them something to do every day. They might work there part time because they've got something. Hey, I get up and go to work and talk to people and hang out 4 hours a day, then go home.
Ooh, I suggested my mom get a part time job at Joann Fabrics, and she almost punched me in the face. I mean, she was so deeply insulted by it.
That's because she just retired.
Yeah, she just retired.
Yeah, she didn't have time to get bored yet.
They're not bored. Yeah. It seems boring, but they're not bored for some reason. I got to give you an update on something that's happening behind the scenes of the Ace and TJ Show next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Don't just listen to the Ace and TJ Show. Watch it now, available 24 hours a day on YouTube. Just search for Ace TJ TV. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
The Ace and TJ Show is sponsored by our friend Richard Ticato. He's Ace and TJ's friend, and he's a mortgage expert.
It's real simple.
Yeah, man.
If you need money, there's money in your house. Home equity lines of credit, instant equity lines of credit. He can do all that stuff. If you refinance, he can do that. He can do anything, buying, selling. It doesn't make any difference. He can do all that stuff. And because he's a broker, he gives you a bunch of different options as opposed to a bank that may say they got two programs.
Yeah.
And I don't know when y'all are going to get with the program, but he has clearly stated that he wants his name pronounced Richard every time. Richard.
I forgot.
Y'all gonna lose our biggest sponsor by not doing what he wants.
I can't.
And he wants everybody who calls him or deals with him in the Ace and TJ family to call him Richard.
I can't. I can't roll my R.
Well, then you deserve no money.
Yeah, you just
you don't get no Richard money then. No Richard.
When have I ever gotten Richard? I do like that there's money in your house, though, because I need to go find it. And if Richard can help with that, I need his help.
Well, if you're behind the fireplace.
Is that where it's stuck?
Go bust it open.
If you're buying the house, there's money in your house.
Okay.
If you're renting.
I haven't seen a thing.
Yeah.
Not a thing. But I own my house.
Okay.
So I've seen a lot of videos, and I think about the guys at the Ace and TJ Show. I've seen a lot of videos of young people with CPAPs now. And I got a feeling the CPAP... big CPAP is just pushing these on people. You guys might not need CPAPs. Have you thought about that?
No.
I haven't.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, TJ, I'm sure TJ does. Riggins, I think TJ and Rob both, just hearing their stories would make me think, oh, they need a CPAP. I think I need a CPAP. I think I really should go do that thing. Or whatever. Because
I snore
a lot, very loudly. Like last night, Amanda just woke me up and said, can you please go in the other room? So I got up at 11 and went in the other room.
Yeah, and you sleep with your mouth open.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like a corpse.
Yeah, that's true.
Pictures we had, he looked like a corpse in the van.
I love those photos.
But it's not about snoring, is it? It's about sleep apnea.
And the sleep apnea, not being able to breathe right, is what causes the snoring.
Yeah. And you can tell when you snore, it's like a blockage of, you know, air.
I don't even know what I sound like when I snore. How do you know? How do you know what you sound like when you snore?
I wake myself up snoring. The sound of it wakes me up.
I've done that before.
Yeah.
Like I'll do that, or then wake up going. Like that.
I've done that before. I did last night. That's one of the reasons I ended up going to move to the other room.
Yeah, maybe it's the same way too.
That must be terrifying for the person you're with.
Or it doesn't even have to be while you're in bed. If you doze off in a chair or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's a study out that said 82% of people in relationships say their partner's sleeping habits consistently keep them up at night. Snoring is the biggest issue. 52% of people say their partner's snoring keeps them up.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm. 33% say they're bothered by their partner messing around on their phone before bed. And another 33% say they're disturbed by their partner getting out of bed at night to go to the bathroom or something. So leave your partner alone. Let them get some peaceful shut eye.
Separate bedrooms.
That's it.
Or
that's
just the answer. Stop shacking up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
How about that?
Rigging the Now Trending coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
If it's trending, it's here now. This is Now Trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
So AirDrop is trending this morning, and it's not related to iPhones. It's because France dropped a couple of pallets of aid over Gaza. President Macron posted the clip of packages being dropped to Palestinians with the caption, "Solidarity at work." It is crazy to see these pallets just fall out of the back of a plane. Connected to parachutes. Pretty
wild. Mm-hmm. But the terrorists, the Hamas, steal all of that.
Really?
Yeah, they're not giving it to the people. And if when the Israelis try to truck it over there, they end up, you know, killing the truck drivers and all of that. So,
oh my gosh.
Well, they're terrorists. They're bloodthirsty terrorists. So what do you expect them to do?
Yeah.
Oh, the Hamas.
Sounds like sleep apnea.
Mm-hmm.
Boeing is trending this morning because people are reacting to the suicide of the Boeing whistleblower.
Suicide, quote unquote.
That's the way they're framing it, in quotes.
Right.
In Charleston over the weekend. So Boeing is trending, and a lot of people are offering suggestions about how to not book a flight on one of those Boeing Max, whatever numbers they are, because people are saying they're unsafe. I don't know anything about planes. So somebody could probably provide more insight on that. And then Putin says he's ready to use nuclear weapons if Russia needs it. But he says, don't worry, there's never been such a need. Yeah. So I think he's just kind of reminding people, like, hey, I will absolutely drop some nuclear bombs.
Yeah, guess what, Jack?
In case things-
we're willing to do it, too, and we've done it. So,
well, we're not willing to do it at the moment, I don't think.
Well, I would agree, but no.
Yeah.
I'm saying there's a precedent has been set, so let's don't play.
Don't do something.
God, don't you just wish somebody would go, hey, man, call him up and go, hey, man, don't play.
Yeah.
Hey, excuse me, Vladimir, I just want to let you know, stop.
Yeah, somebody did do that.
You don't want to play this game with me. I really don't have time. I'm busy with a lot of stuff today. I need you to just kind of, take it down a notch.
Yeah, somebody did do that.
I know.
Hey, Vlad, come on now.
We're all going to be cool. Let everybody just, remember my campaign slogan, everybody just be cool.
Just be
like, be cool. That's all you got to do.
Yep. Do a conference call with Vlad and China at the same time.
Yeah.
Xi Jinping or whatever.
Why can't you two just be cool today? All right.
And just send a message to Xi first.
I got so many
having him killed.
No. By having him killed? Yeah. That's the message?
And that's what's now trending.
I'm going to send you a message by killing you.
All right. Where is the best sushi in New York? We'll tell you coming up next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
So this morning I was looking through all the news, and I saw a headline about LaGuardia Airport. Now, anytime I see something about LaGuardia, I want to pay attention to it because I have a history with LaGuardia Airport. I was detained at LaGuardia Airport because I accidentally had a some bullets in my bag. No gun, no way to fire the bullets, just bullets. And it was a nightmare having to deal with that. Well, I didn't realize that LaGuardia has always been known as the crap hole airport of the U.S. Like, people are always saying how bad it is. And well, they've done this whole, you know, revamping of LaGuardia, and now it has climbed the ladder, and people are saying what a great airport it is.
Okay.
And somebody mentioned that all of the upgrades to LaGuardia, including the fact that they have great sushi. Now, I'm sure, I mean, there are restaurants at airports that are pretty good.
Yeah.
But is sushi something you want to eat at an airport? I don't think so.
I would. I have sushi at the airport. It's light. You can just get, just want a little something.
Yeah, but I mean, is that where your best sushi chefs are going to come from? Is the airport?
I don't know.
It's just got a negative connotation to it when it comes to raw fish. Like when Riggin said he got some bad sushi from Walmart, you know. Sushi. Up. Walmart doesn't have sushi, but if they did, you would think, ooh, Walmart sushi?
Yeah. But I would think with the numbers of people like going through an airport like LaGuardia every day, they probably would do pretty well. So they would go get some pretty good people.
Yeah, but I'm just saying I wouldn't think so.
Oh.
I would be prejudiced against it. I would be biased against airport sushi.
Yeah.
I don't want anything like that at the airport. Because you got to figure, you know, I'm just picturing the little kiosk, and you go up there and it's already, you know, it's you know, made and sitting in the little refrigerator thing.
Yeah.
You know, I can't imagine eating, you know, an octopus soup, squid soup or whatever at LaGuardia. Would you eat LaGuardia sushi, Reese?
No, I wouldn't. And I'm definitely not getting, you know, then to go fly in a coach seat. I mean, after you've just downed a bunch of raw tuna.
Yeah,
it doesn't seem like the smartest move in the world.
And having to be around all those New Yorkers at the same time.
Yeah. Like, no, it's not for me.
Mm. Okay. Well, something else that Rob at 37 has in common with young people, and we're not picking on him about this one yet. We'll do that next.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So our tech D Rob is, are you 37 or 38, Rob?
38.
He's 38. And he has something in common with a big percentage of 15 to 24 year olds, and not just the wardrobe and video games and such. One in five young people cannot recognize a zucchini when you show it to them. And as we know, Rob didn't even know what a plum was in a little experiment we did with him one day. He's not a big fan of the produce section at the store.
I do like a grilled zucchini, though. So I
you would know
have,
that
I
one?
I may have gotten that one.
Okay.
If it was cut up.
A lot of them said that it was, they called it a cucumber, which I guess that's close. Yeah. So, and then some 1%, like a small percentage of the people called it an eggplant, which is ridiculous.
Yeah, that is
ridiculous. And their parents probably should be called in on the carpet for that and ridiculed. And 12% of 15 to 24-year-olds couldn't correctly identify a grapefruit. Could you do that one, Rob? Do you recognize a grapefruit?
I think so. Like, if you cut it open, I probably would know.
Oh, you couldn't just by looking at it?
I don't know. It's a larger fruit. I know that.
It looks like a giant orange.
But I know it's like pink inside, right?
Yeah, it is. Well, some of them. Pink grapefruit is pink.
Can you open that up for me so I can?
It's like, hey,
I'm not sure what this is. So can I bust that open on the grocery cart so I can see inside?
I need to see the inside of it. It's a pineapple.
So would you? Would you know what a squash is? I mean, we've done all the fruits, but the vegetables. Yeah. You would know a squash.
It looks, it's similar to a zucchini, but it's yellow.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. That's good. Let's see. What else? Do you know what kale looks like or cabbage opposed to lettuce?
I don't know that I would be able to tell the difference between kale and lettuce, but cabbage, I would be able to.
You would you know that one. That's good. So it seems like you know more vegetables than fruits.
The only fruits that I really knew were like apples and bananas. But I know more vegetables. I know my green beans.
Welcome to second grade.
Yeah. I know the difference in apples and bananas.
Apples and bananas.
I'm going to bring that book from home that Dax has.
The dancing.
It has apple. B, banana. C, carrots.
All right, fine. I'm not educated. Sorry.
Riggins sent me a video yesterday. It was a cooking video from the internet. That it was supposed to be funny, but it absolutely just made me roll my eyes and almost gag at how stupid some people are. We'll tell you about that coming up next. Hang on.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
So I am very interested in cooking. I cook a lot. I love cooking. And so I will watch just about any cooking video on social medias. You know, those short ones and people are in their home kitchens and they're giving out these fantastic tips of how to cook. And Riggins and I always talk about the ridiculousness of some of the things that people are cooking in crock pots. But there are certain things that you can see in these videos that as a seasoned, pretty much professional cook as I, that just call out, boom, this is an amateur that doesn't know what they're doing. And one of those things is when you got a crock pot chicken going some chicken breasts or whatever in the crock pot. And when it calls for you to shred the chicken, they get their hand mixer that you use to, you know, to make batter and stuff like that if you're doing cakes. And they put it down in the crock pot and shred the chicken that way. Well, this video Riggin sent me yesterday, the woman had one of those crock pot liner bags in the crock pot, mm-hmm. which I hate those too. Mm. And she went in with her mixer to shred the chicken, and then that mixer caught that bag and then just slung it all over the kitchen. It was hilarious.
I mean, I'm a cooking idiot, but I would look at that and go, that's going to catch that bag, isn't it?
You know, but that's one of those things that once it hits the internet, people are like, oh my gosh, that is great, the shredding of the chicken that way and all that. Just like that, that thing that people are using to brown the meat with now that supposedly chops it up, and it's a little spiral looking thing on the end of a stick. You can always see that. Or, you know, not to listen to what people are saying when they're cooking on these videos. If they're browning meat or something and they take a paper towel and shove it down into the skillet to absorb the grease instead of draining it off, you know, that's the, you know, type of stuff that you look for. But if you don't know that you can't put an electric mixer into a crock pot that has a loose plastic liner in it, then you don't even need to be in. You're going to hurt yourself. Yeah. You're going to hurt yourself.
It sends molten hot cream cheese.
It's flying around.
And she screams. Ah! Like, of course.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, what did you think was going to happen?
This is like hot glue going across the kitchen and maybe onto your person.
It's been cooking 8 hours.
And now it's everywhere.
Yeah, you got cream cheese and chicken broth and whatever the hell else goes in every one of those crock pot dishes.
You deserve it.
Oh, and shredded cheddar and...
just like a baby, a toddler at your feet now, just like covered in molten hot cream cheese.
Yeah. So don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that at home.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
Ace and TJ Prime Rewards members, here is your Ace and TJ podcast and radio show secret word for Wednesday, March 13th. Album. Again, that word is album. If you're not an Ace TJ Prime member yet, go to our app and join today or go to acetj.com/prime.